Get Real with Lisa Crown coming at you with a 5-part series called The Naughty Word. See, when you're a VP corporate officer at a national Fortune 500 company, you got to be careful about dropping them bad words. So I'm going to do a spin-off of the words that come to mind and the shift it's going to create. So our first one, part one of the series, is going to be called Make Shift Happen. Make shift happen. So I want to give you a little bit of some color and a little background about me here. And so first and foremost, I think I just was born out of the womb working. It was just in my blood. It was what I loved to do. When I was a little girl, I used to make up different businesses. I was pretend to be a travel agent and pretend to do stuff with Barbies and selling their clothes and doing different stuff like that. When I turned 11 years old, I opened up my own business. It was a babysitting service and I had clients and got really big and busy with that. And then that was good. And then I brought babysitters under me and paid them a portion of the fee that would come in. And then I thought, you know, that actually really worked. I started a car washing business. And so that's what I ran until I was able to get in the real world. At 14 years old, I worked at a flower shop. And I loved it. I loved working. I loved being creative. I loved thinking outside the box. I loved the upsell of it and you know, getting more out of a client who just came in to get, you know, half a dozen roses, but getting them the bear to go and the balloon to go and the vase to go and feeling passionate about it. You know, I really believed that would complement the order. Moving into the restaurant space. So I worked in the restaurant business from about 15 till 20, 21. Waiting tables and cocktailing. And that was a big part of my life. I was in school and then I, you know, moved on to graduating high school, getting into a college. I did some work. I worked at a bank. I was a bank teller. Here's where makeshift happen comes into play is I envisioned having, I was ready at the age of 20, 21 to start a career. You know, a lot of people were still in college that I knew and having fun and traveling and, you know, this and that. And I really wanted to say, hey, how do I get on the map of buying a property and how do I start getting myself in line with a career? Well, there was this guy, his name was Gene. I'm name dropping him. Sorry, Gene. Hi, Gene, if you're listening. And he used to come into the bank and he would bring in these huge paychecks, huge. And I was the bank teller. And I'm like, you know what? I can stay in my comfort zone and keep doing his transactions and work at a bank forever. Or I can lean down where nobody sees me and whisper to him, what do you do for a living? And he looked back at me and cracked up and said, you don't even want to know. I go, no, I do. I'm not supposed to ask, but I do. He said, I'm a professional schmoozer. Seriously, I show real estate agents a great time. I help them with their business. I bring them great service and they choose me and there you go. And I said, wow, oh my God, I could do that. So he said, if you can, well, I'm going to be interviewing people because I'm looking for a rep to come under me, and slid his card over to me at the little teller booth. And I took his card and I thought about it and I, you know, prayed about it. And I thought to myself, you know what? If I want to do and make something of myself, I have to make shift happen. I have to make shift happen. Because if I just waited for something out of the universe to fall in my lap, I feel like I'd be waiting a long time. So I did call him. I went through the channels. It was a 3-month interviewing process. There were 60 people there. I was the youngest person in the room. There were people that were super experienced or people with their laptops. I mean, this is in the 90s. I didn't have a laptop. I didn't have anything. People with brick phones. I didn't have a brick phone, FYI. And just went over interview after interview after interview. And the room started to get smaller, down to about 3 people. And he's like, you're one of the 3. I said, I can't believe it. I'm so excited. This is fantastic. And just pushed through everything he told me to do, I did. One of the assignments he had me do was go out and interview 10 real estate agents around. There's a lot of cool people, Maggie Diamond, Winnie Davis, Jim Mack. I mean, I remember these people. Oh, there's another one, Jimmy Zell. These are some blasts from the past here in Los Angeles. And I went and interviewed these people, Steve Mason. And they, you know, I asked them 5 questions because I wanted to get to know the job better. You know, Gene wanted me to get my feet wet, really understand the job better. This was to be his title, sales executive, by the way. You know, I'm interviewing these guys. At the end, I said, so if I were to take this position and get hired, would you be willing to give me your title business? And they're like, no, I'm totally loyal to my person and I'm good. I said, okay, very cool. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time. You're awesome. Send them a thank you note, the whole thing. So on my 10th person, I was like, this job's not for me. Like, I can't get anyone to say yes. I'm driving back. I go to Century 21. I go up to the receptionist. Hey, I need to talk to a real estate agent. I need to, you know, ask him a few questions. So Steve Mason comes out of the back. We go into the front room. I'm asking him the questions like I'm done and checked out. I'm about to drive to Gene and go, this job's not for me. And I said, so Steve, I'm asking him all these things. I get to the fifth question. I go, so if I get this job, which I don't even really want it anymore, but if I got it and I, you know, became a title rep, would you give me your business? He goes, yeah, I'd give you a shot. I'm like, what? You would? I'm in. It was the best day ever. I thought I could do this because I'm going to make shift happen. That's how this is going to happen. I'm going to create my shift in this space. I got to get 9 no's and I get to a yes. I got this. Went back, needless to say, get the job. I work under Gene for many years. He was a great mentor and fantastic. And then I journeyed on through an incredible title career. And let me tell you, on every stepping stone I made, it was always about me making shift happen. Nothing was handed to me. I called every broker owner. I called every realtor. I prospected like a freaking ninja. And let me tell you, prospecting was not fun. Okay, so if anybody's on my phone, no matter what business you're in, you're prospecting, it's not fun. I'd rather watch paint dry than prospect, for God's sakes. But you know what? On the other side of prospecting is results. I was determined to create success. I was determined to get on top. I mean, when I was at my title company and I was more at the bottom, let's say I was new, the people at the top, you know, there was Pat Abbott at the top, Christine Gilmore at the top, Gene Bleeker at the top. And I thought, oh man, one day I want to be on the top. What do I have to do to get there? So I would constantly be in a place, in a space of making shift happen. I asked Christine Gilmore, can I go to lunch with you? She's probably like, beat it, nerd. What the hell? She's like, I'll be at Hamburger Hamlet at 12:30. You have a half hour in my ear. I'm like, oh, I'll be there. You have to get in and make these things come alive, you guys. That's the magic. You can't just be waiting around. You have to put forth. Did it feel comfortable? No. Was I scared to death? Yes. You know, and the biggest one I was scared of was Pat Abbott. Pat Abbott was busy and crushing it, and he ran his business like a machine. He was one of the best titled people I've ever seen. I said, Pat, can I take you to lunch and pick your brain? He's like, who are you? Like, he didn't, it was like, I'm Lisa Crown, and I think you're amazing. He's like, fine, Chili's. I'll be there for 20 minutes. I'm like, I'll take it. We go to Chili's. I mean, this is in the 90s, you know? He was spitting out the coolest stuff I've ever heard in my life. There was no tape recorders back then. I couldn't write fast enough. I was so in awe of him. I'm writing. And then I would talk to Gene and ask Gene a million questions and write. And the truth of the matter is a little bit and piece of all of these legends in our business. And after I interviewed those 10 realtors, I wouldn't have interviewed more. A little bit and piece of all these people came to help build Lisa Crown. I made shift happen. That's the truth. You have to be willing to get uncomfortable. You have to be willing to shake hands and get in front of the people who just make you want to curl in a ball and die. It's that piece. And it's up to us. You know, if I didn't do that, definitely would never be where I'm at today. And people ask me all the time, how did you go from being the bottom to number one and being in the top 1% in LA? How does that even happen? The truth of the matter is a couple things. Number one, I said it on another one of my podcasts, so I'll say it again, is taking risks and being uncomfortable. I every day try to say, how can I get uncomfortable today? And I mean it. And it is uncomfortable. And I got rejection. People told me no, and they were, you know, I'm good or hung up or shut the door. I don't have time or can't talk. I mean, it was brutal. It was brutal. And I didn't enjoy that piece of it, but I did realize the more I called, the more I got in front of people, the more I got uncomfortable, I was like, they're a human being just like me. You know, these are normal people doing their job, and real estate agents are the ones that are going after trying to get consumers. They understand prospecting. They understood what I was doing here. I really realized that after, that one step after I was getting uncomfortable, I was in a sweet spot. So I'm telling you guys this, you got to get uncomfortable and you got to make the shift happen. It doesn't fall in your lap. I always say to people, the bottom line is we can prospect, we can set appointments, we can attend appointments, but you can't just go grab orders or clients or whatever. You can't just go grab that. You have to earn that. I've talked about my last podcast about WTF and work that follow-up. That's the other component in there. You know, it was follow-up, it was prospecting, it was being relentless, and it was me choosing to create the shift because someone wasn't going to do it for me. That is my success journey. That's where it stems from. And the other thing too, I have to throw this in there, part of making the shift happen and the uncomfortable piece might not be in front of someone always. The uncomfortable piece was saying no to that party, saying no to going away for a girls' weekend, you know, working nights, working late at night, getting up early in the morning, working early. And I wasn't really a morning person, but once in a while, I would challenge myself to wake up early and do some more of the paperwork or follow-up or creating my marketing or whatever. And, you know, I look back on a 20-year career and say to myself, you know what? That was straight hustle. That was straight making shift happen always and being in my forefront of being uncomfortable and not bringing excuses to the table and not trying to say, Jordan Cohen, if anybody knows, is number one in Remax in the world. He was in one of my offices and he was so untouchable. I mean, no rep would go to his doorknob. They wouldn't because he was the best. He's the best in the world. And there he was and he had his person and he had his people and he was dialed in. And I just looked at him one day. I said, you know what? My shift that I'm going to make happen is that one day I'm going to be his rep. One day. And I would walk by and I would do my thing and I would wave and he would wave and we would have a little banter and I went for it. And that's going to be a later podcast when I talk to you about how we go after the big people that we feel are untouchable and how doable that is. And I will just say I made shift happen because I didn't give up. I was relentless in the pursuit of landing big mega clients. And I always paid attention to making sure I was getting a little bit uncomfortable. The making shift happen, my naughty word of this podcast today, if you do it, if you realize you are the beholder of the shift, okay? It's not just market shift. A lot of people say market shift, this, that. If you realize you're the beholder of the shift and you control it, I got news for you. You can have any career you want. If right now you want to do 5 more transactions a month, 10 more, 20 more, you know, you can do anything you want because you are the one that makes shift happen. All right, everybody, you know me, I like DJ, play that song, put them tunes on for me so we can get out of this thing with a beat. All right, everybody, have a great productive day and rest of your week or weekend whenever you're listening to this. And don't forget to follow me on Get Real with Lisa Crown's private Facebook group page. Looking forward to connecting with you there.